This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Two people die and 13 others sustain injury in Sindhuli road accident. Indian women march through the streets in West Bengal to protest against the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at a state-run hospital in Kolkata. And World Health Organization declares Mpox, formerly monkeypox, global health emergency. Now the news in detail. Two people died in a Bolero vehicle accident in Sindhuli. Superintendent of Police Govinda Kafle informed that 13 more people were injured in the accident. Furthermore, Superintendent of Police Govinda Kafle informed that the injured have been taken to Sindhuli Hospital and their names are being collected. The BP highway has been blocked after the accident. The Medical Education Commission will refund the entrance examination fee to students who were unable to attend the exam due to not meeting the minimum educational qualifications. Commission's Under Secretary Manju Adhikari announced that applicants must visit the Commission with evidence to receive the refund. Previously, there was no provision to return entrance exam fee, but it was done now following the directive from the Minister of Education, Science and Technology. The meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee convened to address the Prevention of Corruption Act 2059. Former Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda highlighted that corruption methods have evolved with advances in information and technology. Likewise, Chair Dahal stressed the need for legal updates to address these challenges. Prem Kumar Rai, Chief Commissioner of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, noted that corruption has increased recently. Chief Commissioner Rai suggested expanding the law to cover both those who bribe and those who accept bribes. Furthermore, Chief Commissioner Rai also mentioned issues with current laws that hinder investigations. The discussion is ongoing. Landslides have blocked the Panchthare Chakheva Road in Bhojpur, causing severe travel disruptions. Residents report difficulty even walking in the area due to continuous landslides. The road connects Bhojpur with Khotang and the blockage is impacting both districts. Ward Chair Navaraj Mangpahang highlighted the risk to nearby settlements and called for state intervention to repair the road and consider an alternative route. The Sudur Paschim Far West region is experiencing an increase in malaria cases. The Far West region is seeing an increase in the malaria cases among people returning from India who went there for employment. 229 out of 247 malaria cases were among these returnees, while local cases were only 18. The highest number of cases were in Kailali, Kanchanpur and Acham. Efforts are ongoing to control the spread of malaria there. The Kosi province government has launched Hello CM to address public complaints from today. Kosi Chief Minister Hikmat Karki initiated the service at the Office of Chief Minister and Council of Ministers. Chief Minister Karki believes it will enhance government efficiency and improve disaster response. People can call the toll-free number 1-660-215-2002 for assistance or to file complaints. Judge of High Court Patan Rameshwar Regmi passed away on Wednesday. The 61-year-old Regmi was suffering from brain cancer. Information Officer of High Court Patan, Arjun Acharya, said Judge Regmi died in course of treatment at Nepal Cancer Hospital, Harisiddhi, Lalitpur. The High Court Patan's scheduled programs for today have been postponed in mourning. Nepal Electricity Authority informed that construction of the transmission line from Dhalkebar of Dhanusha to Loharpatti of Manohari has completed and it has come into operation from today. The project was constructed at a cost of around Rs 1.13 billion of the government and Nepal Electricity Authority in order to improve power supply in Dhanusha and Mahottari. The Supreme Court has issued a directive order to the government to formulate necessary laws for the mining, sale and management of stone, gravel and sand in the country. The law is necessary to ensure the operation of the quarry industry in an orderly and environment-friendly manner. Ambassador of Pakistan to Nepal, Abrar H. Hashmi, said Pakistan is committed for continued support to strengthen cooperation and understanding with Nepal. At a reception hosted on the occasion of the 78th Independence Day of Pakistan on Wednesday evening, Ambassador Hashmi said Pakistan would continue its support to Nepal. Ambassador Hashmi highlighted the collaboration between Pakistan and Nepal in education, defense, banking, and health. Furthermore, the ambassador emphasized the shared climate change challenges due to melting glaciers and the need for regional cooperation for sustainable development. Pakistan and Nepal have maintained strong diplomatic relations since 1960, cooperating in trade, tourism, and agriculture. A live question and answer program with the Prime Minister is scheduled to be held in the upcoming meeting of the House of Representatives on August 22. In yesterday's House of Representatives meeting, Speaker Devraj Khemere urged members of Parliament to submit their questions in writing to the Secretary of the House of Representatives by 2 p.m. on August 18 for the question and answer program. The House of Representatives will meet again at 1 p.m. on coming August 22. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The World Health Organization has declared the Mpox outbreak in parts of Africa a public health emergency of international concern. According to BBC, the highly contagious disease, formerly known as monkeypox, has now spread across parts of Central and East Africa. Therefore, the scientists are concerned about how fast a new variant of the disease is spreading and its high fatality rate. Mpox is transmitted through close contacts such as skin-to-skin contact. Since the start of the year, there have been more than 13,700 cases of Mpox in the DR Congo with at least 450 deaths. It is hoped that the declaration of Mpox as a public health emergency will lead to research, funding, and the introduction of other international public health measures being accelerated. Tens of thousands of women in West Bengal marched through the streets on Wednesday night in protest against the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at a state-run hospital in Kolkata last week. The Reclaim the Night march was the culmination of nearly a week of frenzied protest ignited by the brutal rape and murder of a 31-year-old female trainee doctor at the R.G. Kerr Medical College last Friday. Responding to calls on social media, women from all walks of life marched across Kolkata city and throughout West Bengal state on a rainy Wednesday night. Smaller protests were also held in many other Indian cities like Delhi, Hyderabad, Mumbai, and Pune. North Korea will reopen mountainous northern city of Samjiyon to foreign tourists in December after nearly 5 years of border closures due to the COVID pandemic. The BBC reports that North Korea sealed itself off at the start of the pandemic in early 2020. It started to scale back restrictions only in the middle of last year. Beijing's Koryo Tour said tourists could potentially visit other parts of North Korea in December. Israeli military aircraft strike Hamas city as artillery blast residential buildings in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. These actions follow the killing of dozens in attacks across the Palestinian territory over the past 24 hours. The Al Jazeera reports that the U.S. and Israel are sending delegations to Qatar for ceasefire talks that are due to start later today. According to Agence France-Presse, Israel's spy chiefs will attend talks in Doha seeking a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. The statement issued by the Prime Minister's office on Wednesday said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved the departure of the Israeli delegation to Doha. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all province. Similarly, heavy rainfall is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province tonight. At present, there is influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Two people die and 13 others sustain injury in Sindhuli road accident. Indian women marched through the streets in West Bengal to protest against the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at a state-run hospital in Kolkata. And World Health Organization declares Mpox, formerly monkeypox, global health emergency. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.